The House budget appropriated more than $80 million new for community corrections, while the Senate came in at $56 million. Senator Kenley says the final figure will be much closer to the House's proposal, around $80 million. The money goes to the state, which then doles it out via grants to local programs. And Kenley says all the stakeholders involved will have to make progress reports every 3 months.
Some of the concerns are the locals are saying, you're going to stick us with the bill. The state is saying, you're going to take all the money and we don't know that we got a result for it. So this is going to be a developing program. And so we're going to have some checks and balances.
Kenley says the budget does give a little new money to the Department of Correction, but not for them to build new facilities at state prisons.
That if the DOC actually ends up saving money because of the loss of a lot of prisoners, that money can be focused back into the community corrections pot.
Lawmakers will approve the 2-year state budget Wednesday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.